How to give constructive feedback effectively. Constructive feedback is one of the most powerful tools in a leader's arsenal, yet it remains one of the most challenging communication skills to master. Whether you're managing a team, coaching colleagues, or developing your own leadership capabilities, the ability to deliver feedback that inspires growth rather than defensiveness can transform workplace relationships and drive exceptional performance. The difference between feedback that motivates and feedback that demoralizes often lies in the delivery method, timing, and underlying intent. In today's fast-paced business environment, effective feedback has become even more critical. Remote work, diverse teams, and rapid organizational changes require leaders who can communicate clearly, empathetically, and constructively. When done right, feedback becomes a catalyst for professional development, improved performance, and stronger team dynamics. When done poorly, it can damage relationships, decrease motivation, and create a culture of fear and resistance. Understanding the psychology behind constructive feedback. Before diving into specific techniques, it's essential to understand the psychological principles that make feedback effective. The human brain is wired to perceive criticism as a threat, triggering our fight or flight response. This natural defensive mechanism means that how we frame and deliver feedback significantly impacts how it's received and acted upon. Constructive feedback differs from criticism in its forward-looking approach. While criticism focuses on what went wrong, constructive feedback emphasizes improvement opportunities and future success. This shift in perspective transforms potentially negative interactions into collaborative problem-solving sessions. Research shows that effective feedback delivery can increase employee engagement by up to 40% and significantly improve performance outcomes. The key lies in creating psychological safety and an environment where individuals feel secure enough to be vulnerable, admit mistakes, and embrace growth opportunities. When people trust that feedback comes from a place of genuine care and investment in their success, they're more likely to listen, reflect, and implement suggested changes. Core principles of effective feedback delivery. Timing and context matter. The when and where of feedback delivery can make or break its effectiveness. Immediate feedback after specific events or behaviors tends to be most impactful, as details are fresh and emotions are manageable. However, this doesn't mean cornering someone in a hallway after a presentation gone wrong. Professional development experts emphasize the importance of choosing private, comfortable settings where both parties can focus without distractions. Focus on behaviors, not personality. One of the most critical distinctions in constructive feedback is addressing specific behaviors rather than making character judgments. Instead of saying you're disorganized, try the project timeline wasn't clearly communicated to the team. This approach removes personal attacks from the equation and focuses on actionable items that can be improved. Use the SBI model, situation, behavior, impact. The SBI framework provides structure for delivering clear, specific feedback. Start by describing the situation where the behavior occurred, then detail the specific behavior you observed, and finally explain the impact it had on you, the team, or the organization. This method removes ambiguity and helps the recipient understand exactly what happened and why it matters. The art of asking better questions. Masterful feedback delivery often involves asking thoughtful questions rather than simply providing directives. Questions engage the recipient's critical thinking and encourage self-reflection, leading to deeper insights and stronger commitment to change. Skilled coaches understand that asking the right questions can be more powerful than providing all the answers. Consider questions like, "What do you think worked well in that presentation?" Or "If you could approach that client conversation differently, what would you change?" These open-ended inquiries invite collaboration and shared problem-solving, making the feedback recipient an active participant in their own development process. Navigating sensitive situations and difficult conversations. Some feedback conversations are inherently challenging, particularly when addressing sensitive issues or working with individuals who tend to be defensive or emotional. When dealing with sensitive employees, extra care must be taken to create a supportive environment that encourages openness rather than defensiveness. Start these conversations by acknowledging the person's strengths and contributions. This positive foundation helps balance the more challenging aspects of the discussion. Use I statements to express your observations and concerns without sounding accusatory. For example, "I noticed that the client seemed confused during the presentation rather than you confused the client." Additionally, be prepared to listen actively. Sometimes what appears to be poor performance or problematic behavior stems from underlying issues such as unclear expectations, inadequate resources, or personal challenges. Creating space for the recipient to share their perspective often reveals important context that can inform better solutions. Building essential communication skills for leaders. Effective feedback delivery is just one component of comprehensive communication skills that every leader must develop. Strong communication abilities form the foundation of successful leadership, enabling managers to inspire, guide, and develop their teams effectively. These skills include active listening, emotional intelligence, nonverbal communication awareness, and the ability to adapt communication styles to different personality types and situations. Leaders who invest in developing these competencies find that all their interactions, not just feedback sessions, become more productive and positive, creating a framework for ongoing development. Constructive feedback shouldn't be a one-time event, but rather part of an ongoing development conversation. Project management experts recognize that regular check-ins and continuous improvement discussions lead to better outcomes than annual performance reviews alone. Establish regular one-on-one meetings where feedback flows both ways. Create development plans that outline specific goals, timelines, and success metrics. This structured approach transforms feedback from reactive criticism into proactive development planning. Leveraging technology and tools. In our increasingly digital workplace, technology can enhance feedback delivery and tracking. Modern communication tools can help ensure that feedback conversations are clear, documented, and actionable. Whether it's using project management software to track progress on development goals or leveraging video calls for more personal remote feedback sessions, technology should support rather than replace human connection. However, remember that the most sophisticated tools cannot replace genuine human empathy and understanding. Use technology to facilitate better communication, but never as a substitute for authentic, caring leadership. Common pitfalls to avoid. The feedback sandwich trap. Many leaders have been taught to use the feedback sandwich, starting with something positive, delivering criticism, then ending with another positive comment. However, this approach often dilutes the message and can seem insincere. Recipients may focus only on the positive comments and miss the important developmental feedback entirely. Overwhelming with too much information. Resist the urge to address every possible area for improvement in a single conversation. Focus on one or two key behaviors or skills that will have the most significant impact. This targeted approach prevents overwhelming the recipient and increases the likelihood of successful implementation. Failing to follow up. Feedback without follow-up is often ineffective. Schedule check-in meetings to discuss progress, offer support, and adjust strategies as needed. This ongoing engagement demonstrates your commitment to the person's success and helps ensure that feedback translates into lasting behavior change. Building a culture of continuous improvement. The most successful organizations don't just have leaders who give good feedback, they create cultures where feedback is welcomed, expected, and valued at all levels. Effective communication strategies extend beyond individual conversations to encompass team dynamics, organizational processes, and company values. Encourage peer-to-peer feedback. Create psychological safety for admitting mistakes, and celebrate learning and growth. When feedback becomes part of the organizational DNA, it transforms from a dreaded performance management tool into a valued development resource. Measuring the impact of your feedback. To truly master constructive feedback delivery, you must understand its impact. Track not just immediate behavioral changes but also long-term performance improvements, employee engagement scores, and retention rates. Ask recipients about their experience receiving feedback and continuously refine your approach based on their input. Look for signs that your feedback is effective: increased self-awareness in team members, proactive requests for development opportunities, improved performance metrics, and stronger relationships with direct reports. These indicators suggest that your feedback is creating the positive, growth-oriented environment that drives both individual and organizational success. Conclusion. Mastering the art of constructive feedback is perhaps one of the most valuable skills a leader can develop. It requires empathy, skill, and genuine commitment to others' success. When delivered thoughtfully and consistently, constructive feedback becomes a powerful catalyst for growth, performance improvement, and stronger workplace relationships. Remember that becoming proficient at giving constructive feedback is itself a journey requiring practice, reflection, and continuous learning. Start with small steps, focus on specific behaviors, ask thoughtful questions, and always follow up on your conversations. As you develop these skills, you'll find that not only do your team members grow and improve, but your own leadership capabilities expand as well. The investment you make in learning to give effective feedback will pay dividends throughout your career, creating positive ripple effects that extend far beyond individual conversations to transform entire teams and organizations.